I declare the meeting open for this ordinary meeting of council on Tuesday, the 16th of December 2025, commencing at 5 p.m. This meeting is being audio recorded in accordance with the Regulation 14I of the Local Government Regulations 1996. I also point you to the disclaimer and emergency procedures on the leading pages of this document for this building. The Shire of Plantagenet acknowledges the traditional custodians of our area and their continuing connection to the land and community. We pay our respects to all members of the Menang Noongar community and their culture, and to elders past and present. Move on to item two. There are 9 members present in the room. We have 7 staff in attendance and 1 member of the public. There's no previously approved leave of absence, obviously. And we move to public question time. Item 3.1.1, the responses to the previous public questions taken on notice as listed on pages 3 and 4 and 5. And so we move on to item 3.2, public question time. Is there any questions from the public? So Mr. Neil, if you'd like to come forward, just we know who you are now, so welcome. Thank you, and we'll take your questions. You have 5 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you for the advice you gave me. Thank you for the advice as to my last questions. You advise the CEO, advises council members on matters under discussion. So first question I'd like to ask is, can I take it that CEO Murphy has advised all council members of the rapid escalation of autism, an illness hardly heard of when some of us were young, and its association with vaccinations? Has CEO Murphy advised, second question, has CEO Murphy advised all councillors that contrary to health department claims, suggestions and or directives, there is neither health nor medical advantage with injecting children with anti-COVID drug DNA injections? Quite the reverse, there have been known impacts and even death. My third question, councillors, is there any councillor who has any reservations whatsoever in Shire children or pregnant females being injected with anti-COVID products currently recognised as failing to remain in the area of injection, recognised as having spike protein in placentas from no births, spike protein throughout bodies as much as months or even years after such injections, and claimed by reliable sources as having adverse impact upon vaccinated, even sudden death syndrome, possibly cot deaths? Those are my questions.
So item four, is there petitions, a deputation or a presentation? So you have a presentation? So we'll take 5 minutes for this one, thank you.
All right, three.
Okay. So you're good to go, yeah.
My mother was a night nurse for years, and she used to tell us young kids, I saw someone saw the body last night, and we used to say, what's it like, Mum? What's it saw like? And she described maybe a blue flame, maybe a touch of colours with people, something that hovered. And we used to say, it's will of the wisp, Mum, you're bloody stupid. And I wasn't looking for a soul in here, I was looking for integrity. my my concern is for the kids. I'm not your adversary. I'm here with the grandkids and your great-grandkids, not even born yet. But injections don't save granny. Giving them to children is pretty stuff. And the injections do harm. They have harm. You know, we've got a worldwide phenomenon of people in power, cohesive in activities probably detrimental to their unborn children. The injections are probably associated with excess road deaths. We got the sudden death syndrome of young people, sports people, all the rest. A lot of people in your power are just ignoring all this. I don't know what the incentives are, but I don't think the incentives are necessary in the, for the hope of the children. But people should be proactive in protecting our community. I'm here for the children, sure. I'm not here to get a subdivision or something out in the back corner. Has the health department told you or Mr. Murphy, as he put on to you, Australian women succumbing to breast cancer have exceeded the known fallen of our youngsters from the Boer War, World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Iran, Iraq, and the young, the forests of the fallen, the dead people from the vaccination. And breast cancer is escalating. There are known cures. A common bee sting is known for a cure of breast cancer. Some of you don't know. There's a common mushroom down here called turkey tap. It's known to cure cancer. Doesn't make any money for you. Perhaps you're the people who persuade you in taking the activity that you do. I don't know, it's not, I hope you can learn something.
Thank you. All right, we'll move on to item 5, the disclosure of interest. I have one here from Councillor O'Day for item 9.2.1, a proximity interest, owns a property adjacent to the road intersection and realignment and subsequent road seal may be advantageous, and she'll be leaving the meeting at that time. Are there any other disclosures, late ones? No? Is there any application for leave of absence? No? Okay. Confirmation of minutes, 7.1 on page 5. Is there a mover? Councillor Sheard, Councillor O'Day. Is there any dissent? Motion's carried without dissent. Thank you. Move on to item 8. I just want to note the recent loss of Mr. Mark Adams from Woodjenelop at sea. Tragic loss to the community, and just note that loss in the minutes. Move on to item 9.1.1, the LPS amendment on page 11. Is there a mover? Councillor O'Day, seconder? Councillor Clements, is there any dissent? Okay, quite a bit in this document and an amendment. Makes good sense, it seems. So that's passed without dissent. Thank you. Item 9.2.1, item to do with the budget amendment on page 14. Councillor O'Day leaves. Thank you. Councillor Bell moves. Seconder. Councillor Fraser. Is there any dissent? Any comment? No? All right, well, that motion's carried without dissent. Thank you. So, Councillor O'Day can come back. So 9.2.2, the item to do with the driver reviver review on page 18. Is there a mover? Councillor Sheard, seconder. Councillor Brown. Okay, is there a, yes, so Councillor Bell.
I'd like to move an amendment, please.
Okay, and you, can you verbalise your amendment, please?
The amendment would remove line one and would just require line two to stay in.
So it removes item one?
Correct.
Okay, is there a seconder for that amendment? Okay, well, I'll second it.
Good.
And get it discussed. So, the amendment now is to remove item one and leave item two in place. Councillor Bell.
Yeah, thanks for seconding this motion. I think this is really important. As we're all aware, volunteers are getting harder and harder to source. This is doesn't require too much. It only happens twice a year. Volunteers already man the site, take the toilet up and spend hours up there promoting road safety and also promoting the Shire Plantagenet. This is a great PR exercise outside of being a road safety initiative. So I would like to see council continue its support as it's done in the past, and that's why I moved that amendment. Simple as that. It's really important we keep Driver Reviver going with the full assistance of council. Thank you.
Now I'll just ask if there's anybody against this amendment at this stage? Yeah, okay, so I'll just take a comment because I'll speak to this then and then I'll take your comments against, if that's okay. So you're against them?
Oh, no, I've got more information about the costs.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Okay. So I'll speak now. So there are good reasons for us to review all discretionary things that we do, including this one. So I applaud the officer for bringing this item back. The traffic counts show all data, but not necessarily evening and afternoon data. Now, it's a sort of a minor point, I guess. There will be some inaccuracies. So I thank Mr. Hemmings for bringing this item to us. We've always seen very tired people who have thanked us for our service each and every time we've held a driver reviver. While vehicle safety, roads and roadsides, etc., are all important, I often ask myself the question, why is it that we shift focus away from behavioural programs? It's the one thing, the human factors, the one thing that will fix the road toll. Everything else is secondary. The person behind the wheel that makes the decisions to do what they do. So it's difficult to do, I get that, and it's difficult to measure, and therefore it's difficult to manage. So I understand why the shift is there. I asked AI what the cost was for a death on our roads, the rough cost, and it said something between 2.2 million and 4 million. So sort of take a pick between. But there are significant costs to the community every time there's a death. And we still lose significant amounts of people on our roads nationwide. So for the costs of, say, $5,000 a time, I don't think it's a huge cost. Should we be involved with it? Well, you know, that's an item that's what we're discussing today. I don't think it's a big thing, but I think we can change what we do. We probably need to have some oversight, but engagement at Roadwise level is important, and bringing that community aspect to it, you know, the fireys, the ambulance people and others, even the college, we've had the college there plenty of times for a period of time to man these stations and had them well manned every time. It does, I ask myself the effectiveness of these things. You know, we're there for 2 weekends a year. It's a very small amount of time. What impact are we having on the Albany Highway? I think it's probably safe to say very small, but it's better than not being there at all. So I will be voting for us to remove item one. Councillor Fraser.
Mine was a similar sort of thing about what is the cost, and is it about, instead of saying seek, is it about exploring, is there an opportunity for a community group to take it on? Because there could be a group that may want to take it on if they're getting some sort of reward for it, do you know what I mean? Rather than the cost of our Shire staff doing it all, is it a project that a community group would like to have with the support of the Shire to man it and run it? But I think it's a similar sort of thing. It's so that you've got to find the volunteer, and that's the hard thing. And what happens if there are no volunteers? Is it then just left on the Shire of Julian and Kevin say, well, you're going to man this site and you'll get paid double time and a half because you're there from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. So I think there's a few more questions. So whether we take it off and review it more at a forum. But I think it's right. I think not doing it is probably a problem, because it is. It's that stretch really from Cranbrook to Albany, which is the one where we see those white crosses on the road. So even you say it's not measurable, but it probably could have been.
Okay. Is there anybody else who wants to speak for the amendment? Okay, well, I'll allow Councillor Bell to sum up.
It is quite hard to measure, but unless you volunteer up there, and the measurement is how glad people are to see us. I mean, the thanks we get and the promotion that the Shire gets for road safety is immeasurable on site. I can tell you now, if the Shire doesn't back this, or Council doesn't back this, there'll be other volunteers that walk away that man the site, and we don't want that. So don't pull the rug out from under them. They work hard, they do a great job. What least we can do is support them. It's not a big cost. I know it's an impost to staff, but this is so important for road safety, and so I encourage you to support the amendment. Thank you.
Okay, that closes the debate. So we'll go to the vote. All those in favour of the amendment? So we have 3-7. Those against? So Councillor Fraser and O'Day against, and the rest of us are for the amendment. So that now becomes the substantive motion. Is there any further comment? Okay, I'll take the vote on this one now. So you have a comment? Councillor O'Day?
Well, the reason for voting against it, I think we, if we're going to keep it on, perhaps we need to, and it's about road safety, are we choosing the right weekends when we actually have double demerit points happening, and would it be more of a challenge when there's less community involvement in lots of other activities, and we're talking about long weekends, so staff, and particularly at the beginning of school holidays, and we do actually have a reasonably younger cohort of staff to be imposing upon them, and maybe a community group where they're not going to be so involved with plenty of other activities, and we would still have the same impact if it's happening on another weekend, which isn't a long weekend that attracts double demerit points from the police, which does have an impact perhaps on people's behaviour, and there's plenty of other events where we have high traffic counts.
Okay, well, I'll take that as a comment, and I'd encourage you to talk to the chair of the Roadwise Committee on those items, because it's all stuff that will be up for discussion. Okay, we'll go to a formal vote on this one. All those in favour of the substantive motion, with the amendment? That's unanimous. Thank you. We move on to item 9.3.1, the committee grant amendments, and I'll just work my way down to the recommendation on page 22. Is there a mover? Councillor Tyra?
Oh, sorry.
Okay. So you want to move to adjourn, I believe?
Yeah, I'd like to move that the item be adjourned and move it to a forum for further discussion and clarification.
Okay. Do we have a seconder? Councillor Clements? All those in favour of adjourning the item? Okay, so that's... Just do that again, please. All those in favour? That's unanimous, thank you. All right, the item's adjourned. Item 9.3.2, the at-work lease on page 26. Is there a mover? Councillor Liebeck, Councillor Bell. Is there any dissent? It's a good lease, pretty straightforward. Okay, there's no dissent, so that item's passed without dissent. Item 9.3.3, the Kennup Town Hall lease. Page 29, is there a mover? Councillor Clements, Councillor Sheard. I'll take some comment on this one. just purely because there's been such a long haul. So Councillor Clements.
It's not a long haul, it's only 15 years to get this lease organised. This is one of the things that we tried to do 15 years ago to get the people up there to take responsibility for their own hall as the Prongrups people did, etc., because they are in the position to actually access monies that we can't get hold of. But one thing I will ask when the lease goes through, could we make sure that the lessor and the lessee's responsibilities are listed in full? No grey areas, because this is a new group. And sometimes there is a bit of confusion as to who is responsible for what. So that's the only thing that I would ask, that make sure that they understand what they are responsible for and what the Shire is responsible for. But terrific, it's finally been done.
Okay. We'll take that as a comment. Anything else? Okay, is there any dissent? Okay, that item's passed without dissent. The 9.3.4, the lease for the Kennup Community Grounds and Tennis Club. Is there a mover? Councillor Bell, seconder? Councillor Liebeck. Is there any dissent? Any issues? Okay. Microphone, please, for recording.
This doesn't take into account the electrical board problem they have in their power supply. That's a separate matter to this lease.
Mr. Murphy?
Yeah, that's correct. That will be dealt with as part of the expansion of facilities there.
Okay, any dissent? Okay, so that item's passed without dissent. Item 9.3.5, the repealing of the policy relating to debt collection. Is there a mover? Councillor O'Day, seconder? Councillor Sheard? Any dissent on this item? Okay, item's passed without dissent. Item 9.3.6, the list of accounts, with a recommendation on page 39. Is there a mover? Councillor Liebeck, seconder? Councillor O'Day? Is there any dissent? Okay, I'll take a question.
Yeah, through the chair. I brought my wrong pad in, so I haven't got the number with me. I can't remember it offhand, but there was a claim for an accident happening in a co-op car park, $7,000. If it was a private car on co-op land, why are we getting involved in insurance? I did put the question, I got a response back, but I just want to follow-up question and say, why are we getting involved in what should be an action between the owner of the vehicle and the co-op.
Mr. Middleton.
Because it's our retaining wall.
Yes, so the vehicle damaged our property. So we made a it was our property. So we made a claim and repaired it on that basis.
Yeah. I think there was some reference to that in the reply. But anyway, we'll take the question. So is there any other comments on this item? Any dissent? Okay, the motion's carried unanimously. Thank you. And note the good work involved in putting that very extensive list together. The financial statements, item 9.3.7 on page 42. Is there a mover? Councillor O'Day. Seconder? Councillor Brown. Is there any dissent or questions or comments? Okay, that item is carried without dissent. Thank you. We move down to executive services reports. There's none for this month. There's no motions of which previous notice has been taken. There's no urgent business. So we move to the confidential item now. So Councillor Clements moves to close the doors. Is there a seconder? Okay, I'll take Councillor Liebeck. All those in favour of closing the doors? It's unanimous. Thank you. The doors are now closed. The doors are now open. And the announcement is that the recommendation has been passed without amendment. And that moves us through to item 13, which is the closure of the meeting at 17:32, so 32 minutes past five.